Listen to this news. Global ban on fluorescent lamps by 2027 to slash mercury risks. To curb mercury pollution, nations part of the Minamata Convention on Mercury have set a definitive date to end the production and trade of straight-tube fluorescent lamps worldwide by 2027. The decision marks a significant milestone in global environmental health policy and was finalized at a conference in Geneva that concluded on November 3. The stipulation expands on previous commitments to terminate the manufacturing and circulation of other fluorescent lamps by 2025, demonstrating escalating measures against mercury-related hazards. Fluorescent lamps, once prevalent for their efficiency, are now under scrutiny due to their mercury content. It is currently a potent environmental and health threat. Mercury's dangers became glaringly apparent following the Minamata incident in Japan, where industrial pollution led to severe health crises, subsequently dubbed Minamata disease. Spurred by this catastrophe, the Minamata Convention was inaugurated in the affected prefecture in 2013 and came into effect in 2017 with 147 national signatories to date. Throughout the treaty discussions, there was debate over the timeline for phasing out these hazardous products. Alternatives such as extending the deadline to 2030 were proposed. Nevertheless, 2027 emerged as the agreed-upon year, taking into account existing, safer lighting technologies. CLASP, an environmental advocacy group participating in the treaty talks, was pivotal in guiding nations to this consensus. The treaty's scope will allow for the sale of existing fluorescent lamp stocks and their use to continue unabated. Notably, this decision impacts Japanese manufacturers of straight-tube fluorescent lamps, nudging them toward innovation and market adaptation. Transitioning to light-emitting diodes, LEDs, serves a dual purpose, which is to reduce mercury pollution and advance energy efficiency. CLASP's research suggests that a global shift to LEDs by the agreed year could lead to a dramatic cut in carbon emissions, up to 2.7 gigatons by the mid-21st century. This initiative extends beyond ecological preservation, aligning with international efforts to mitigate climate change. Embracing LEDs contributes to a larger narrative of decarbonization, where environmental safety and climate action intersect. With this agreement, a timeline is set to discontinue a lighting technology once at the forefront of innovation, now superseded by greener, more efficient options. This pivotal juncture signals a collective move toward a future where environmental integrity and public health are paramount. IMEX sector, US questions India's new tech import rules at WTO.